Nuclear power provides electricity to 60 million homes each year and comprises 20% of all the electricity and 70% of the emission-free energy produced in the U.S. each year. But the explosions at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant in Japan caused by the March 11th earthquake and tsunami serve as a reminder that along with the promise of nuclear power comes risk. Due to the potential dangers associated with nuclear energy, we strictly regulate this industry. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the NRC, is responsible for protecting the health and safety of U.S. citizens with respect to nuclear power. The NRC has three principal regulatory functions: to establish standards and regulations, to issue licenses for nuclear facilities and users of nuclear materials, and to inspect facilities and users of nuclear materials to ensure compliance with their requirements. Although NRC regulations and enforcement provide strict front-end protection of U.S. citizens from disasters, accidents can happen. When these accidents do happen, the legal liability of nuclear power plants is limited by the Price-Anderson Nuclear Industries Indemnity Act, which has been in effect since 1957. This act, named partially for Illinois Congressman Charles Melvin Price, was initially brought to serve two purposes. First, to encourage private companies to enter this industry when it might be otherwise cost prohibitive to do so because of the unavailability of adequate private insurance, and second, to ensure that there is adequate liability coverage for the general public. Under existing policy, owners of nuclear plants pay a premium for off-site liability coverage of $375 million for each reactor unit. This primary insurance is supplemented by a second tier of insurance. If an accident causes more than $375 million in damage, then each licensee of the 104 reactors that are currently licensed to operate in the U.S. is assessed a prorated amount of the damage up to $111.9 million per reactor. Currently, this second insurance tier covers up to a total of $12.6 billion in damage. After that, no further liability will be covered. The amounts covered by this fund have been increased periodically. In 1988, the act was extended, increasing both the primary insurance to $200 million and increasing the liability per reactor to a secondary fund total of $9.5 billion. This act was again extended in 2002 and 2005. If any liability ever exceeds that provided by the secondary fund, Congress is to determine if additional governmental support is necessary. That said, not only have liabilities never exceeded the cap during the existence of the Price-Anderson Act, but also the secondary tier of insurance has never been required. In fact, the largest U.S. nuclear energy disaster to date, Three Mile Island in 1979, required $71 million in liability payments, or $213 million in today's dollars, when the primary insurance fund for the plant was at $140 million at that time. The $71 million in payments covered the immediate concerns of employees and area residents, cleanup, lost wages for employees of the plant, settlement of a class action suit for economic loss filed on behalf of residents who lived near Three Mile Island, and litigation fees due to the accident. In short, we do have both extensive safety regulations for nuclear plants and significant liability insurance in place. However, the amount of damage arising from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear explosions raises the issue of whether we can ever have enough coverage set aside at the outset to compensate for all the ensuing damage. I'm Jay Kaysen.